India and Pakistan seem to be trying to stop further deterioration of their relations. After months of bitter diplomatic fighting, they took the first positive step earlier this month and started granting visas on arrival to their citizens above the age of 65. This is a big relief for the divided families living in both countries. Before this, they were forced to travel thousands of kilometers to their respective capitals to seek visas. The actual travel between the two neighboring countries is also a tedious exercise.
The reciprocal visa arrangement for senior citizens is likely to affect positively more Pakistanis than Indians because it is that generation which went away from India at the time of independence and would now like to patch up with their long-lost relatives here.
The 3,000-kilometer-long, heavily fenced boundary has only one official opening at Atari. This border post in the state of Punjab is now providing the new visa facility. The opening is known for a visibly hostile evening ceremony during the change of border guards. It also houses a new cargo terminal meant to improve trade between the two countries. India and Pakistan have fought three wars over the disputed region of Kashmir. Border skirmishes are common and there is little to show for confidence-building measures. The agreement to grant visas at this post was reached in September last year. It was supposed to be implemented in January but was shelved. This was due to the beheading of an Indian soldier in the disputed region of Kashmir. Pakistan strongly refuted the allegations of being involved in the incident, but New Delhi stopped all proposals meant to improve relations with Islamabad. While this move by the Indian government is seen as a positive step, analysts say any improvement in relations between the two countries could take months as many issues still remain to be resolved. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.